Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 15 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the Hotel Naso Hablod on Saturday afternoon. Gunmen then burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Shabaab, that is, has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism 10 years ago in an attempt to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian airplanes have killed at least 45 people, including children, in a town in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the strikes hit the town of Khouria in Deir el-Zour province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed Syria Democratic Forces clashed with Islamic State inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Local activists say the loss of the town would be a significant setback for Islamic State. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will strongly retaliate for resumption of U.S. airstrikes against the insurgent group. It rejected assertions that bombing operations ever paused. The U.S. military began anti-Taliban air raids in the last week, but it has declined to provide any details. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The founding members of the European Union